Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, filling the host seat today for Elizabeth Cookson, and you are listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you truly desire. And I also want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, when you go to the website, folks, there's so much great stuff on there. I'm in the process of making lots of changes there, and I've added on there lots of great details. First of all, I'm starting next Tuesday, that's March the 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm doing a free teleclass, and the topic is Wealth of Health. And if you go to my website under training, you'll see it, and click on the sign up. It's for free, folks. Sign up for that and then be on the call next Tuesday with us. That's Tuesday, March the 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then also, when you go to the website, there's a spot where it says take the free health assessment under training. Do that too, because it's great for seeing where your health is at and how you can take it to the next level. And also, sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 inspiring videos that are filled with lots of tools and techniques to help you to create that life that you've only dreamed about, as well as, you know, details about upcoming guests and lots of great stuff on there. So check all that out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, before we get started with the show, I want to tell you we've got an awesome show here today. But before we go into that, because I'm just so excited to share this guest with you, I want to tell you that tomorrow night on my regularly scheduled show, Get Inspired Radio, that's at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And my guest tomorrow night is going to be my personal trainer, Paul Hudson. And tomorrow, Paul is going to help any of you that are sitting there not doing any exercise. Well, he's going to be here to motivate you. And tomorrow night, you got to wait till tomorrow night, though, folks, Paul is going to share the results of my assessment that he just did on me with my measurements and the weight and all that, of how I've changed just in 4 weeks with doing a program with him. So very inspirational. You want to tune in with that for that show. So Chrissy, my friend, my producer,
yes,
how are
my dear.
You today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking me.
Well, you're quite a spiritual girl.
I am.
And we've got a real great guest today. And she's very, very spiritual, which some people may, you know, think that actresses may not be spiritual. But this girl's really got quite a story. Now, let me ask you, did you used to watch The Waltons?
I did, actually. I think I'm dating myself by telling you that. But I did watch The Waltons, and I remember John Boy.
Yes.
And all of the good nights at the end of the show.
You know, we still do that in our house, you know, especially when all the kids decide to have sleepovers. And they'll say, you know, good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Ellen. Go through the list, you know.
I think it's a staple in TV history, definitely.
It is. Well, you know who we've got here with us today? We've got Mary McDonough, who played Erin.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, see, and you know, the first time I interviewed, I want to call her Erin because I'm so relating to her as the Waltons, but as Mary, that's Erin's her actress name, obviously, but Mary is, when I first interviewed her, is so much like my twin. It was so amazing because she would talk, and later my husband would say, Sue, she says the exact same thing that you say. So that's what really, you know, inspires me to share her, because it's like, you know, you get an echo when I talk. You get that double dose, and for Mary's journey, it's quite an amazing one. So I think we should be bringing her on instead of just kind of bragging about her, don't you?
I agree. Let's do it.
Good. Well, folks, hang on to your seats. We've got the amazing Erin Walton here, who's also known in real life as Mary McDonough. And she has quite the story that she's going to share with you. Not only are we going to talk about what life was like being on the hit series The Waltons, but many of you may not know that in Mary's own personal life, she had quite the struggle with body image, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and being diagnosed with lupus. Now, as a result of everything that she had happened in her personal health life, she's become an expert on women's health issues, testifying before Congress on many occasions. Now, I do want to share with you the call-in number today, folks, because you've got the opportunity to ask Mary your questions. The phone number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, folks, Mary, welcome to From the Heart Radio, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm always excited to talk to you.
I know. I love talking to you. You are my twin, as you said. We're very similar, and we're aligned in our paths and passions, so that's always exciting.
And you know, we always have to set a timer when we get on the phone, don't we? Oh, my gosh, 2 hours just went by. So we have got Chrissy to keep us online tonight here. So, Chrissy, make sure you give us the cue, okay?
I will do that.
So, okay.
Say goodnight, Chrissy.
Good night, yes. Erin. You know, I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, really? There you go.
We'll do it tonight at the end of the show.
Oh, that's perfect, Mary. Okay, so Mary, everyone wants to know, what was it like you being on the Waltons?
Give us a scoop. Oh, it was everything. It was wonderful. It was hard. It was incredible. It was different. It was special. It was crazy kooky. I wrote a book about it, so everybody can read it, my book, Lessons from the Mountain, What I Learned from Erin Walton. And I talk a lot about it in there, about the Mr. Toad's wild ride that my life took being on the show. But it continues to be one of the most amazing things that ever happened to me, and it's a true gift. As many challenges as it brought into my life, it has been, kind of the thing that everybody will, you know, no matter what I do, I'll be an old grandma, and people will say, oh, did you know she was on the Waltons?
Yeah. Well, now, how old were you when you started that series?
10.
You
were
10.
I was,
okay. And how long did the show run?
Well, I was almost about 22 when I finished, because we started off doing The Homecoming, which was the Christmas story, which was turned into the pilot. And then less than a year later, we started doing the television series, and we did 9 years of the television series, and then we did specials. And then we came back and did more specials, and we've continued to do specials all the time. It was like 13 years, 11, 12, 13 years at the get-go, with the little spaces in between.
And you still do the reunion, like book signings and events, don't you? Are you still doing that?
I do. I produced a reunion special for INSP Network a couple of years ago, and that they've been running that, and it's a two-part special with the cast looking back on particular stories and honoring the show. But we also had our 40th anniversary this year in September of our first air date, and they had a big party for us, and we came, and lots of fans came, and we signed pictures, and It was quite amazing.
Now, when you did the show, were you actually on a set, or were you in a location, like in a field, or
no? All of the above. were on the Burbank Studios, which was Warner Brothers. So we had a right. We had a stage where the house and the Gaju store was, and then we had an outdoor where the exterior of the house was and the exterior of the store and the back roads that we, you know, rode the horses and walked to school on. And so we had, and then sometimes we went up to a place called Fraser Park and or Franklin Canyon, and we would film in the mountains there on the hillside. So we didn't do very much location shooting. Most of it was done in Burbank, California.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, is there a story of, you know, a scene that you did that really stands out in your mind as a memorable one you'll never forget?
Oh, there's so many. That's what was fun about writing the book is that I got to tell my version of all the funny stories and the behind-the-scenes antics.
Yeah.
I think one of the most... There are so many memorable ones. I mean, we had incredible guest stars on the show, and I get to talk about them as well. I mean, John Ritter was a really special man, and he played our reverend, on the show. And so he was very funny to work with, and he and Richard Thomas always cracked everybody and each other up. But I think one of the most memorable ones was when we said goodbye to Grandpa on the mountain, because Will Gear had died, and... It was a few weeks after my own father died right around the same time. So for me, going up to that mountain and saying goodbye was like saying goodbye to a part of my life that was over forever.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
Wow. And Grandpa in the show, you were quite close to him in real life too, weren't you?
Oh, very. He was like a real grandpa to us. So was Grandma. Yeah. Ellen was as well. So, he was, and we did not know he was sick. So that was very tough for me because all of a sudden there was a shock. You know, my own dad had cancer, so he had been sick for a few years. But it was to lose both of them at that such a short time near each other was very difficult for me. And I was 16 years old, so.
Mm-hmm. And... Now, would you say, I don't want to be putting you on the spot, but, you know, a lot of us, like hosts, just have to ask you this question. Was there a secret that you worked with?
Well, are they listening
and we say all of them?
Well, a family member favorite is just not allowed because I don't think any of us have a favorite family member. And as we were growing up, we were close to different members of the cast at different times. But definitely with guest stars. I mean, Ritter was really one of my favorites, one of my favorite guest stars. And Sissy Spacek was another one. We thought she was really great. Linda Pearl. Yeah, we had so many incredible people on the show. And, of course, for me, on the crush element of it, I have a funny story in the book about Judy and I trying to mess up our line so we could get Stephen Collins to stay an extra day because we had a crush on him.
Yeah, I remember reading that. Now, we have to go to a commercial break, and we're talking about your book. Where does everybody get it?
Well, you can get it on my website at marymcdonough.com.
Okay.
And then you can also get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But if you want personally signed copies or photos, you can go to marymcdonough.com.
And then tell them the name of the book.
Lessons from the Mountain, What I Learned from Aaron Walton.
And you've got it in hard copy, and it's now in the soft cover, right?
Yes, there's paperback and hardcover. There aren't very many hardcover left, but there are paperbacks. And, yeah, the book is nice. It's not one of those salacious books where I throw everybody under the bus. I throw myself under the bus because it's about my lessons, but it's a lovely memoir about the show and honoring. So it's nice that way, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, and I can tell you guys, I've read the book, and it was like I couldn't put it down. It was so great. I was identifying a lot of Mary's story in my own life, too. So you're going to find there's something in there for each one of you listening to that. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Mary being a child actress and how that affected her personally and physically. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London.
Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We are back on From the Heart Radio with Sue London. Folks, as you can tell, it's the Waltons Day here on the show. We've got my guest here is actress Mary McDonough, who played Erin Walton on the hit TV show The Waltons. Now, today Mary is sharing her behind-the-scenes journey. And, folks, this is one that will touch your heart and it will motivate you and it will empower you to make a difference in the world. So, Mary, let's talk now. You're on The Waltons. You're having this wonderful, successful show happening in your career. You're meeting great people. But in real life, you were having some challenges, keeping friends, and as an adolescent, some things were happening for you. Do you want to share that with everybody now?
Sure. I was in my little world in the San Fernando Valley. I was a Valley girl in Los Angeles, and suddenly, I never really had a real audition before, and my very first audition was for The Homecoming, which turned into the show, so suddenly I was in my little Irish Catholic world, and I was plucked out of it, and I was dropped into this Hollywood world with this new family and these new people and these new rules, and while it was really, really fun, we had no idea that the show was going to go on that long or what it was going to be like, and I left school and I left my friends and I saw all of this new family more than I saw my own family. And so for me, it was a little bit hard, and my parents ran a business, so I had a guardian for a lot of the time, and I kind of missed my family, and I had a great time on the show, but I never knew what I was doing because I wasn't trained. And so I always felt like I was dancing as fast as I could, and I could never quite get the right song. And as I went along, I never asked questions, and I never felt I could make a mistake. And I had, you know, probably issues with perfection before that because I was a dancer, and my dad. So I just wanted to be perfect and never make a mistake. And so I started to hide all these fears, and I never asked for help, and I just tried to figure it out. And as time went on and I got a little bit older, all of those insecurities and self-esteem issues manifested in body image stuff, where Erin was supposed to be the pretty one. And yet people would say that to me, and they'd whisper it, like, you know, you're the pretty one, but don't tell anyone because it would hurt the other girl's feelings. And so I always equated pretty with bad, that pretty was mean, pretty was negative. And so I never shared my feelings, and when I got to be in my teens, Erin was always entering all these beauty contests, which she, of course, lost. Never won a contest. And her character became about, you know, there was nothing in between her ears. She was just in these beauty contests that she always lost. So my character's journey kind of affected me as well, and then had a lot of pressure from people on the set of what I looked like, and the wardrobe woman asked me, you know, can you fit into the clothes from last season, or have you gained more weight? And I started to do extreme diets, and I kind of took it out all on myself because I never had the knowledge to ask or say, is this okay? Am I okay? And I just wanted everybody's approval and to be perfect, which we know is totally unrealistic. So I developed these body image issues.
Can I ask you a question? Was it just you personally that went through that, or were the other girls on the show going through that too? Or just because of...
It was just me.
Perfectionist. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Judy is Mary Ellen, and Mary Ellen was portrayed as really smart and sassy, and she was the tomboy. And Cammie was the baby, Elizabeth, and she was, you know, she was perfect and cute and very precocious. And so Erin was typical middle daughter, and I am a middle daughter in my own family, too. So I kind of took it all to heart, and I never told anybody my fears and terrors. And I would go home and cry at night and then stop myself so I could go to work the next morning. And I carried around this horrible gray cloud, which kind of turned into some depression, and then I had a warped image of my own body and did radical diets trying to lose weight all the time. And so I got kind of confused and thought my value was only in what I looked like and I had nothing else to offer. And that, as I grew up in battling that, after the show ended, I wanted to keep working and be an actress. And I ended up getting silicone gel breast implants because I kept losing parts because I wasn't blonde and booby enough. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, I'm not going to really dye my hair, but everybody, all my friends who were actresses were getting breast implants. And at the time, they said, oh, they're great. They'll last a lifetime. There's no problem. And I got them, and they ruptured and disintegrated in my chest. And I got very, very sick, and they leached out into my system. And after 10 years, I finally had them removed, but I was diagnosed with lupus, which I believe was triggered by the chemicals and the leaking silicone. Now, a lot of people will tell you I'm crazy, and there's no link, and la, la, la. But
yeah.
I was a
very
healthy girl.
You know your body, though. Yeah, you know your body, though, right?
Yeah, and I was a very healthy girl. I had the implants, and then I got very sick, and I got them out, and I started to get better. So as a result, all I wanted to do was act, but I ended up getting very ill. And then as I started to get better, I became an activist in Washington, D.C. for women's health issues, not only for lupus issues, but for women's body awareness and silicone breast implants and education and information. So women who choose that now have all the information that I never had, and they can make an informed choice.
And that's what I love about you, that you've taken a situation, you know, and you've taken that and turned it into something about making a difference. And that's what I love so much about you is that...
Oh, thank you.
That it, you know, like, you and I have had many conversations. It's like we both have had health challenges in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you can make a choice of how you're going to handle it. And, you know, you've done some pretty amazing work, and I have to thank you so much for everything that you do and continue to do.
Thank you.
You and I could go on about that. Like, I could brag about you forever just on this whole hour show.
But, I love you, Sue.
But, now, one thing, like, you didn't share, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you had the breast implants burst, you were pregnant, too, weren't you?
I think that they had ruptured many years before I was pregnant, yeah.
Okay.
I did not have them removed, and I tried to breastfeed and was very unsuccessful, but I always say that was the universe's way of protecting my child from this breast milk that who knows what it would have entailed.
Yeah.
But we do know now that certain silicones cross the placental barrier. So it doesn't matter whether you're breastfeed or not. And my daughter has had a lot of medical challenges, there's no research being done for the kids because there's no research being done for the women who've had implants now that they've been approved in the United States. So, it's been, my dad always said, you know, make good lemonade. And he always instilled in me that I was the luckiest girl alive and I owed people a lot. That I needed to give a lot back because I was given so much. And so I feel like I didn't live my dream. You know, I joke that Laura Linney lives my alternate reality.
Okay.
As an actress, you know. And,
yeah.
But I know that everything happens for a reason and that this happened to me in a very, very personal, private, and unpopular fight, of course. You know, I never wanted to be a poster girl for a bad boob job, but somehow I tried to make good lemonade out of it, like my dad had always taught me, and I feel that if I could help one person either not make the choice to have them or to love themselves from the inside out or to have some self-esteem or someone who was ill learn what I had learned and, you know, have their implants removed and get better, then that's what I needed to do and not be private about it, even though it's hard because you stand up against big companies and people tear you down and say you're crazy. But
yeah.
I know what happened to me. I was healthy, got them, got sick.
And the reason being now you're making everybody aware. Amazing. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, folks, Mary is going to share more about her inspiring journey and how things improved for her. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks Help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We're back on From the Heart Radio with Sue London. I'm filling in the host seat today for my good friend Elizabeth Cookson. And I'm sure you can tell it is the Waltons' Day here. More specific, it is Aaron Walton Day here on the show. We've got my amazing friend, actress Mary McDonough here, and she's sharing her journey of behind the scenes playing Aaron Walton and what happened on her personal journey. Now, Mary, we talked about before the break about, you know, what happened with the breast implants. Mm-hmm. And you and I are definitely strong believers that everything happens for a reason. So what I want to do is, because it came aware to me during the break, that some people have never heard of these breast implants bursting and what to do and what to ask. Can we touch on that now?
Sure. So what happened was I got the implants and they had told me, it was in the days where, you know, now we know you have to replace them every 7 to 9 years. But then they were said, you put them in, they'll last a lifetime. And I immediately broke out within 24 hours in a rash across my chest and my back. And they said, oh, that's just the bra we put you in. And then over the course of 10 years, I literally started to get more rashes. And then I started to have chronic fatigue and my hair fell out. And I had strange fevers and I gained weight and my joints started to hurt and my muscles hurt. And I got a rash across the bridge of my nose. And then I just was tired and I just didn't look well. Mm-hmm. And it just thing after thing after thing happened, and finally, you know, then the Connie Chung thing came out on saying, well, you know, there's a link between these implants and that they can cause autoimmune responses. And I thought, I went into total denial. I do not want to have these out. It was hard enough for me to have them. I was kind of embarrassed by them, actually, because it just didn't really feel like me, but I thought it was what I needed to do to have a career after the show. And so, but I got so sick, I got pregnant, and then I had my daughter, and I was so sick and in pain, I couldn't lift her, and I couldn't take care of her and be the mom I wanted to be. And finally, I realized that I had to take away all the variables. And sure enough, I went in, and my implants were completely ruptured. There was nothing left of the outer shell. And my body was exposed to all the gel. And I had a couple of sort of capsules pulled from different parts of my body, which I still think probably were silicone. It migrates through your system. And then you have all the chemicals that are in the implants that go into your system as well. So those are some of my symptoms, which are very similar to lupus symptoms. And then once I had them out,
I started to get better, but I still went to a rheumatologist who did my blood work and diagnosed me with lupus.
And you had to really fight, too, about getting these looked at when you said that they had burst. People didn't believe you, correct?
Oh, yeah. People, well, you know, the industry says, oh, there's nothing wrong with them. There's no link, and they're fabulous. And now we have these gummy bear ones that, oh, yeah. But people don't think, what does a gummy bear do when you put it in your mouth into a nice, warm, moist area? It melts.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me, you know. But for me, it was more about looking at, I couldn't move. I knew instinctually in my heart that there was something really wrong, and I knew I had to have them removed. And my own doctor at the time said, you know, oh, if you have those out, you're going to be in terrible depression for years. You're not going to feel like a woman anymore. It's going to be horrible. And then another doctor, a surgeon, said to me, he looked at them and said, well, I think they look great. I wouldn't touch them, at least not with a scalpel.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know.
For you, for really, like, going within and listening to your body, though. You know, that's, I really want to point that out to people because, you know, we're all responsible for our own bodies. Yeah, people run to doctors, and I don't want to say something wrong here. Please don't sue me, anybody. But, you know, I think we all have to take more empowerment over our own body. And if you feel that something's not right, because I can remember years ago when I was sick with Crohn's disease, I had a I was pregnant with my second daughter. My weight had gone down to 80 pounds, and my doctor had said, make a choice. You live or the baby lives. You got to decide because one of you are not going to make it. And like you had that feeling, something's not right, or I have to make a change. I intuitively knew I was pregnant for a reason. I was going to carry that baby, and I fired the doctor. And I got a new doctor, and it's simply seeing my dog. As you know my story, Mary, the healing power of pregnancy, my dog came to the hospital and helped me to go on to deliver a beautiful baby that now we're planning her wedding. You know, this is years later. And I'll be the one crying in the audience because I'll be looking back to that choice I almost could have made the wrong way, right? But that's something that more people need to hear. Both you and I are saying that. Empower yourself, folks. Because a lot of people don't do that, still, do they?
Well, and I think you have to question authority and sort of question doctors. And really, what I call it is, I do a lot of public speaking now, and I lead workshops, and I always talk about your inner GPS system. What does your inner GPS tell you to do? Where is it guiding you to go? And we don't feel like we can question people who have more education than us or have an MD after their name. And I had to learn how to do that and have a voice. And my whole journey has been about finding my voice and not trying to fill the dark hole inside of me with what I wear, what I look like, what I eat, or what I put inside my body. And I had to really go inside and say, well, what is it about me that I have to offer? What is it about Mary, not Aaron, that matters? And part of me finding my voice was through this horrible experience and going to Washington, D.C. and training women to lobby Congress and leading people on a charge up the hill. And now, in the big picture of the whole thing, I'm a certified life coach, and I work with people every day about how you fill that hole and how you listen to your inner GPS and about balance and fulfillment and career change and self-esteem. And, you know, I work with people all the time on this. So I guess it really is been a calling, and what prepared me for it was everything that had happened to me. And that's right. what my foundation.
Well, and that's why I always like to say, like, you know, everything happens for a reason, and it's like, what do we learn from that, right? And you and I certainly have taken both of our challenges different, totally opposite of what, you know, still health related, but really have learned some great lessons about that. I've got a question here for you. Somebody has asked, did you find other issues besides wanting the breast implants as a result of the pressure of being on the Hit Show? Was there anything else that you did?
Yeah, I found the pressure of just wanting to fit in. You know, there were little stories inside the book about, you know, I always wanted to go to prom and homecoming, and nobody ever asked me, so I never felt like I really fit in. You know, there were certain, you know, pressures of being in the spotlight. Although I have to say, we were really lucky. It's not like Lindsay Lohan now. It's not like every move we make is tweeted. We had some privacy, but still, when I would go to the mall, I'd have to be on really best behavior, because if I did the smallest thing that somebody looked at as, oh, she's so snotty, it would just spread like wildfire. So I always felt a huge responsibility to the morality of the show and who I was and still am as a cast member of the show. So there was a lot of pressure, also going back and forth from school to work. And all I wanted to do at one point was just go to school. I wanted to be on yearbook staff.
Have a normal life.
Yeah, but I couldn't have a normal life because my parents signed a contract that had me work.
Wow. Now, I've got another question here. Being a child actor and the psychological issues associated with it, do you think that you would still have those feelings, the emotional feelings that you had, like the perfectionist and that, if you were not a child actor?
Absolutely. I know that was the foundation.
Okay.
Yeah, it all came. And as a coach now, I work with that. I always tell people, my clients and my workshop people, I say, you know, I find that I'm just like everybody else. I put on my pants and say, oh, does my butt look fat in these jeans, you know?
Yeah.
And it's about how we work with it now. And I'm not any different than anybody else. I just happen to have been on television, and it may have exacerbated it. But, you know, I was a cheerleader, and I was a dancer. So all of that stuff was already in place. And I find that we're all in this together. And most of the people that I know and women that I work with in my workshops, everybody has the same issue. I just happen to be on television doing it in front of everybody.
And showed it to the world kind of thing, yeah. But I think, too, like, I don't know. I always feel like I always say, you know, God, the universe always has a plan for each one of us. And it's just what we do with that. And I can't say it enough. You have taken something, and you've really done great work with that. And I'm so proud of you for what you have done and you continue to do. But on that note, let's take a quick break, because when we come back, I thought maybe what we could do is get you to share some tools with everybody. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Well, stay tuned, folks. We are going to be back after this short break with my friend Mary McDonough. Stay tuned.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We are back on From the Heart Radio with Sue London and my amazing guest, Mary McDonough, also known as Erin from the Waltons. Mary, there's so much. We're like in the last segment, and there's so much I could ask you. I think that what we should talk about now, because we have a lot of listeners that may have maybe lupus or fibromyalgia or these different conditions, they may be struggling. And what do you want to say to them? Give them some tools or techniques they can do on their daily routine of that can make their life better, can you? Bring out the life coach.
Well, yes, and Theresa, as a life coach, yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things is on the health issue, make sure you have a good doctor and somebody you trust and do some research on your own, but not too much because what's out there can scare you. Get a rheumatologist. If you think you're having some of the symptoms that I described, get a rheumatologist. You need a specialist to help you, help guide you through that. There are all kinds of lupus support groups and different organizations throughout the world that you can join. And just educate yourself and take your health into your own hands. As far as on a spiritual and mental level, you know, there are support groups you can join, but sometimes they get to be very negative and can spiral you even further down into the negativity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, write to me at marymcdonough.com if you have specific questions. And you know, just but try and stay as positive as you can. And I think one of the things that I did was I never totally bought into it. I try not to give lupus very much power.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
But I did have to embrace the disease. I was in denial. I said, oh, if I have it, then somehow the universe is going to give it to me.
Yeah.
If I say, I have it, then I'm going to have it. Well, guess what? I actually had it. And it wasn't until I said, I have lupus, but I could move to, I'm healing lupus. And it wasn't
okay.
So much about what I did do about it. It was the things that I stopped doing as a result. I had to slow down. I had to listen to my internal GPS. I had to meditate and breathe and take yoga and walk and really think, why did this happen and what is it trying to tell me?
Mm-hmm. And
I don't know if that makes any sense, but
no, totally. It totally makes sense. Now, let me ask you, I know with me having gone through Crohn's disease, diet was a huge thing that I had to look at, become aware of what I was having, and make major choices there, changes. Is diet affect you as well? What you
eat
everything?
I have fibromyalgia and Sjogren's syndrome and arthritis under my lupus heading. So there are certain foods. I don't eat bell peppers, and I don't eat alfalfa sprouts, and I don't take anything with echinacea because my body makes too many immune, it like fights itself to break it down. So you can't give it all of those, you know, immune responses, so it makes more. I also, I'm not great about it all the time because I'm human, but I try to stay pretty gluten-free.
And that's hard. I can tell you it is hard because I'm, yeah. I need to be gluten-free too. And going for fast food, it's and you have to really plan your meals, don't you?
Well, my husband laughs. We don't even go to fast food, but my husband laughs because
I pull
the bread off of everything, you know. So, yeah. You know, we have In-N-Out here where we can have it just, you know, a burger wrapped with just lettuce and tomatoes. And so, but I, you know, I can do rice, and I can do, if it wasn't for tortilla chips and Ruffles potato chips, I don't know that I would be alive.
Wow. Well, have you, I've talked about this before with our listeners. What works for me is that Eat Right for Your Blood type book. Have you tried that yet? I think you and I
have that. A little bit. It's kind of similar to how I already eat, which is sort of kind of a nice confirmation for me.
Yeah, because that's what I found was what really helped me because I'm, as you know, Mary, and folks, you wouldn't know this, but I'm missing 3 feet of my intestine. I am completely disease-free, but I know I still have to watch what I eat, and I have to be gluten-free. Wheat really affects me like it would affect you, Mary. I'd get the rash, and like where you get the rash, I would be living in our bathroom.
Yeah.
To go in.
And it makes me, it makes my joints hurt more, you know. It just really, when I do have pasta, but now they have all these great gluten-free pastas that are corn-based or quinoa-based. So,
have you ever
I really just do those. I love them. You put sauce on them. Who knows?
Well, I haven't been able to cook them. They go really slimy. So maybe you're just going to have to come and cook for me.
I will. And I'll send you some of the ones that I love the most.
Okay, perfect. You need to do that because that's what I need to find. Like the right, because I love pasta and gluten-free pasta. Gluten pasta is not my friend, for sure.
It's not my friend either.
When are you going to write a book on all of this?
As soon as I begin my webinars.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, folks, we have to tell. I've kind of been kicking Mary's butt. She's got to be doing teleseminars. So I will be the first to announce to you when she starts those.
Now, thank you. And then you can always check my website, marymcdonough.com. I do coach one-to-one all the time and do workshops and stuff. But now, because of Sue, I'm inspired to start doing my webinar. So I'll let you guys know, and she'll let you know. And my website
and
will have it, too.
And we'll be on the phone tomorrow about this, right?
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding. No pressure, but we got to get you moving on that. This is a coach coming out of me, folks. Mary, tell everybody again about your book. Where do they get it? The name of the title of it.
Lessons from the Mountain by Mary McDonough. Oh, Lessons from the Mountain, What I Learned from Aaron Walton by Mary McDonough. And you can get it at my website at marymcdonough.com, and it's marymcdonough.com. And you can get signed copies of it there, hardcover and paperback, or you can get it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And, of course, read it and let me know what you think, and write me a note.
And folks, I can tell you, I've read this book. I read it on the plane. I was going, I don't know where we were on one of our trips, and I'm reading, I'm flicking the pages, and I kept saying to my husband, Ross, did you know this? Did you know that? And all the people were around, what are you reading? I was kind of like your little promoter there in the airplane. But folks, it's really, really a very inspiring book, really, you know, good with sharing behind the scenes of the show, really opened your eyes, you know, as a child actress, what she went through and, you know, what it led to in her life, how strong she is and the positive changes she made. And like I said, Mary, you are such an inspiration, and I'm really blessed to say that I know you and can call you my friend, and I love kicking your butt, but in a loving way.
I know. We all need coaches. And I'm not without, and I'm grateful for your hot poker.
Yeah, well, that's good. And folks, I want to say too that, you know, if you are going through these challenges in your life, Mary has been there. She walked her talk. So, you know, connect with her and get her to coach you with the challenges you're facing, because there's not a better person than somebody who has been there, done that, and overcame it. So one more time, Mary, how are they going to connect for the coaching? Where do you want them to go?
marymcdonough.com.
Perfect.
And there's a life coaching contact us button to hit.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, my friend, for being here. And I'm
thank
sure
you.
Very
I will
soon.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Folks, we are out of time. I really want to thank my guest today, Mary Madonna, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into From the Heart Radio. Now, I want to ask you to please join me tomorrow, Thursday, at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific on Get Inspired Radio, where my guest is going to be my personal trainer, Paul Hudson. And there you're going to learn behind the scenes of me in exercise programs with my personal trainer and what the results came as of working with my trainer. So you have to wait till tomorrow to hear those details. Now, next week on From the Heart Radio, my guest is going to be Marlise Carlin. And during that show, you're going to learn how to have the power of peace within you. She's got an amazing book, and I've been following her CD, and it's really been great. So on behalf of my guest, Mary Madonna, Elizabeth Cookson, our wonderful producer, Chrissy Carlin, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you real soon. So have a fantastic week, everyone.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.